Krishna Book, Canto 19, The Solar Eclipse at Kurukshetra, Chapter 82, Scene 3, The Glorious Position of King Ugrasena. After the conversation between Kunti and Vasudeva, Vasudeva and Ugrasena received the kings who came to see them, and they sufficiently welcomed them all. Seeing Lord Krishna present on the spot, all the visitors felt transcendental pleasure and became very peaceful. Some of the prominent visitors were Bhishmadev, Drona Acharya, Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana, and Gandhari, along with her sons, King Yudhisthira, along with his wife, and the Pandavas, along with Kunti. Srinjaya, Vidura, Kripa Acharya, Kunti Bhoja, Virata, King Nagnajit, Purujit, Drupada, Shalya, Dristiketu, the King of Kashi, Dhamagosh, Vishalaksha, the King of Mithila, the King of Madras, the King of Kekai, Yudhamanyu, Susharma, Balika, along with his sons, and many other rulers who were subordinate to King Yudhisthira. And when they saw Lord Krishna with his thousands of queens, they became fully satisfied at the sight of such beauty and transcendental opulence. All who were there personally visited Lord Balaram and Krishna, and being properly welcomed by Lord Krishna, they began to glorify the members of the Yadu dynasty, especially Krishna and Balaram. Because he was the king of the Bhojas, Ugrasena was considered the chief Yadu, and therefore the visitors specifically addressed him. Your Majesty Ugrasena, King of the Bhojas, factually the Yadus are the only persons within this world who are perfect in all respects. So all glories unto you, all glories unto you. The specific condition of your perfection is that you are always seeing Lord Krishna, who is sought after by many mystic yogis undergoing severe austerities and penances for great numbers of years. All of you are in direct touch with Lord Krishna at every moment. All the Vedic hymns are glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. The Ganges water is considered sanctified because of its being the water used to wash the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. The Vedic literatures are nothing but the injunctions of Lord Krishna. The purpose of the study of all Vedas is to know Krishna. Therefore, the words of Krishna and the message of his pastimes are always purifying. By the influence of time and circumstance, all the opulences of this world had become almost completely wiped out. But since Krishna has appeared on this planet Earth, all auspicious features have again appeared due to the touch of Krishna's lotus feet. Because of Krishna's presence, all our ambitions and desires are gradually being fulfilled. Your Majesty, King of the Bhojas, you are related with the Yadu dynasty by matrimonial relationship and by blood relationship also. As a result, you are constantly in touch with Lord Krishna, and thus you have no difficulty in seeing him at any time. Lord Krishna moves with you, talks with you, sits with you, rests with you, and dines with you. Although the Yadus appear to be always engaged in worldly affairs, which are considered to lead to the royal road to hell. Due to the presence of Lord Krishna, who is the original personality of Godhead, in the Vishnu category, who is omniscient, omnipresent, and omnipotent, all of you are factually relieved from all material contamination and are thus situated in the transcendental position of liberation and Brahman existence. Thus ends chapter 82, scene 3, the glorious position of King Ugrasena. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti suggests that the word bandha, besides its more obvious meaning of relation, can also be understood in the sense of capture, expressing that the love the Yadus feel for Lord Krishna thus obliges Krishna to always stay with them.
Radha Krishna bolo, shonde chalo, hey matra likha chai. Radha Krishna bolo, shonde chalo, hey matra likha chai. Radha Krishna bolo, bolo re shobhai. Radha Krishna bolo, bolo re shobhai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Please join us in chanting. This is the only request we beg. Chant Radha Krishna. Chant Radha Krishna. Chant Radha Krishna.